This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. In U.S. politics, after a 10-day pause, the race to decide which Democrat will take on U.S. President Donald Trump in November's presidential election resumes Saturday. Democrats in Nevada will decide who they want to be their nominee. Moderate former Mayor Pete Buttigieg and left-wing Senator Bernie Sanders are now the frontrunners, but only two states have voted so far. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who has struggled until now, hopes for a better result. China reported Saturday more than 76,200 cases of the coronavirus and said more than 2,200 people have died. Outside China, more than 1,200 others have been infected and more than a dozen have died. Officials in South Korea said Saturday the number of new coronavirus cases there has more than doubled in one day. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
South Korea has ratcheted up its fight against the coronavirus after the city of Daegu became the latest hotspot this week. On Friday, in the capital, Seoul, workers sprayed every inch of the subway with disinfectant. The country has locked down its military after several soldiers tested positive. In Daegu itself, a city of millions, the streets are empty after dozens caught the virus in a church from a 61-year-old woman known as Patient 31. Officials call it a super-spreading event, as many of the South Korean cases can be traced back to her. The Prime Minister said Friday that Daegu and another city are now special care zones.
For more on the coronavirus and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com, and you can also check us out on mobile. This is VOA News. Former South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar has been sworn in as first vice president, sealing a peace deal aimed at ending 6 years of civil war. President Salva Kiir witnessed the moment at a ceremony at the State House in the capital, Juba. It is hoped that the new unity government will bring an end to the conflict that has killed about 400,000 people and displaced millions. Conservatives took a lead Saturday as the first results of Iran's parliamentary election came in. There was a predicted low turnout following the disqualification of nearly half the candidates. Friday's election followed months of escalating tensions between Iran and the U.S. Voters had been widely expected to shun the polls, disillusioned by unfulfilled promises and struggling to cope in a country whose economy has suffered under harsh U.S. sanctions. About half of the 16,000-odd candidates were barred. Among them were many reformists and moderates, including dozens of sitting lawmakers, leaving conservatives with virtually no competition. A homeless man appeared in court Saturday, charged with stabbing a prayer leader with a kitchen knife at one of London's biggest mosques. Daniel Horton is accused of grievous bodily harm and possession of a bladed article. AP correspondent Zariah Shackley gives some background.
Police say they don't think the attack was terrorism-related. Rafat Maglad, who's in his 70s, was stabbed in the shoulders as prayers began Thursday at the London Central Mosque. He worked as a muezzin, the person who calls Muslims to prayer. He was treated in a London hospital but returned to attend prayers Friday. Maglad said he forgave his attacker. I forgive him. I feel very sorry for him, he said. I'm Zariah Shackley in London.
The jury in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial closed the week in New York, indicating it's a deadlock on the most serious charges against the once powerful Hollywood mogul. But the judge told them to keep deliberating. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Harvey Weinstein left court Friday, hunched over, pushing his walker as reporters yelled questions. The jury had its own questions, sending a note to the judge, asking if they could be hung on one or both counts of predatory sex assault, which carries a maximum penalty of life in prison, but reach a unanimous verdict on the other charges. Weinstein's lawyers said they would accept a partial verdict, but prosecutors said no. Jurors will be back Monday for their fifth day of deliberations. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban have announced that a deal between the U.S. and the Taliban will be signed February 29th, paving the way toward ending the longest American war in history. The plan includes a drawdown of American troops in Afghanistan.